The COVID vaccine could soon be available to kids as young as 6 months. Until then, children under 5 are still not eligible. So some parents have sought protection elsewhere, from the breast milk of vaccinated mothers. Side Effects Public Media's Darian Benson explains.
Sarah Freund's son, Elijah, has an incurable kidney disorder. His medications suppress his immune system, making him especially vulnerable to contracting COVID-19. So, throughout the pandemic, they've been really careful. They sheltered in place in their Wisconsin home for a while, and they kept Elijah's older sister, who's 9, home until she got the vaccine.
You know, we live in this world that now everything is making him sick. We literally live in our own bubble.
When the vaccines first became available, Freud wanted more protection for Elijah. He was 5 at the time and not eligible, so she sought out breast milk from donors who are likely to have COVID antibodies.
To try to help kind of boost his immune system, try to help protect him from COVID as best as we possibly could.
Freund says she looked on Facebook, in groups where people can request breast milk for their babies if they're not able to produce it themselves. She also reached out to nursing moms to explain her situation and found someone who's vaccinated and willing to share her milk with Elijah.
We gave it to him like we dosed up medicine. He got, depending on how much supply we had at the time, he got either 5 mls or 10 mls in the morning and at night while he took his other medications. So it wasn't necessarily nutritional based, but more so just that immunity.
During the pandemic, there have been several studies that suggest COVID antibodies are present in human milk from vaccinated moms. One small-scale peer-reviewed study showed COVID antibodies could be present in human milk for at least 6 months after vaccination. Dr. Pia Panaraj led that study. She's an infectious disease researcher at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. She says there's no way to know exactly what level of protection children receive, but
just the fact that they're there would suggest that there would be some protection. And we do know from other respiratory viruses that breastfeeding helps to protect them.
The study also tested milk that had been pasteurized and found similar antibody levels compared to unpasteurized milk. That's good news for milk banks, which pasteurize donated milk to make it safer for babies. Kim Updegrove serves on the Board of Standards for the Human Milk Banking Association of North America.
I cannot tell you how much sleep has been lost while waiting for those results because we can't vaccinate infants, right? Not at this time.
The practice of informal milk sharing between mothers dates back centuries. The FDA advises against it because of the possible health and safety risks. But it continues today, in part because pasteurized milk from a milk bank can be expensive. The milk bank in Indiana charges more than $4 an ounce. They do offer a sliding scale, and Director Freedom Kolb says she hopes that makes it more accessible.
The milk processing fee is fairly expensive, so I can see lots of reasons for folks to look at different channels. What we like to say is make an informed decision as much as possible because there are risks.
At milk banks, all the milk from both vaccinated and unvaccinated donors gets mixed together. The hope is that as more people get vaccinated, donor milk will contain higher levels of COVID antibodies that offer at least some protection against the virus. I'm Darian Benson, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a Midwest reporting collaboration focused on public health.